Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Broadcast. This is Ted Brower, your host for March the 3rd, 2015. My next guest is Deborah Tavares. I love listening to her. She's got some phenomenal information. She's a third-generation land developer, residential construction. She's one of the most outspoken people against Agenda 21 and what's going on. She has been on so many different shows. She's talked about Bohemian Grove, smart meters, community awareness campaigns, on and on and on. She's absolutely brilliant. You're going to love having her on. And good morning, Deborah, good to have you back on the Power Hour.
Well, Ted, thank you so much. I'm glad to be on. I also have the website, www.stopthecrime.net. I host a number of other websites as well, toxicsky.org, as well as smartmetersmurder.com. Also, primarywater.org. I will be referring that to that today on the program. Again, primarywater.org, where you can download flyers and read a most important book entitled New Water for a Thirsty World by Michael Salzman, S-A-L-Z-M-A-N. And interestingly, the foreword is by Aldous Huxley, and it's about why we do not have a water scarcity. We've got to jump into that, I think, immediately and cover much ground as rapidly as we can, Ted.
Because, we will. Let me say something to you. I remember I heard your video on YouTube a couple of years ago when you were talking about a report from Iron Mountain, and I thought it was compelling enough that I actually went out and bought a copy of the report from Iron Mountain. And what you said on your video that you had talked about was dead on to the report. So I want everybody to listen to Deborah. She's got a lot of really in-depth knowledge, and she's been studying this and kind of devoted her life to this. And we really need to support her and support her websites. Also, make sure you support the Power Hour Mall.com, PowerHourMall.com. They've got all kinds of sales going on. Support what is going on with Joyce and how we need to basically stay on the air to continue to get this information out. Go ahead, Deborah. Go ahead and give us, and we got about a minute. Give me an introduction of what you want to cover and outline, and then we'll go to the break. Will you come right back?
Well, first I want to jump into water, and we're going to do that in a moment, but I want everyone to be able to obtain all the documents you're going to hear me talk about on the program. For those of you that can download the documents for free from stopthecrime.net, please do. For those that cannot download documents, you can contact the print shop, 707-586-9558, again, 707-586-9558, and request whatever documents you would like off of stopthecrime.net for only the cost of printing and shipping. I'm going to jump into water wars first and about the water situation. We'll get into the vaccines because this is an enormous situation, certainly here in California, with Senate Bill 277 on the books, getting ready to jab all of us here and require all of our children be poisoned with these injections. This is definitely part of the genocide program, part of Big Pharma's massive profits for illness that will be ramped up because of all the poisons being injected. This is the plan, and so I'm looking forward to getting into depth on the water, and certainly recommending everybody listen to the YouTube that we did called Water Crisis Hoax, H-O-A-X, Water Crisis Hoax, and Primary Water Explained. They're both YouTubes, Primary Water Explained. You can find that on stopthecrime.net or just type it in your YouTube search bar, Primary Water Hoax and Primary Water Explained, and we'll pick it up on the other side, Ted. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. Right back with Deborah Tavares.
Thank you.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Deborah Tavares, 24/7, 365 days a year, here to protect us, to inform the people in the United States of what's really going on. She wants to talk about water, then she's got another announcement she said today that's not going to be very positive, but she wants to tell us what we can do about it. So you guys stay tuned, because she's got a breaking news on this show today that she's going to inform us about, so we need to be aware of. So everybody call your friends up right now, tell them to turn the Power Hour on, that Deborah Tavares is on, and she's going to tell you guys some brand new stuff that she just found out that you need to be made aware of and what you can do about it. Go ahead, Deborah. Let's talk about water first.
Okay, Ted, thank you. Yes, everyone, we have a website entitled primarywater.org, primarywater.org. The purpose for that website is so that everyone can download half-page flyers and distribute them as far and wide as possible, as quickly as possible. Certainly download the book that I recommended, New Water for a Thirsty World by Michael Salzman, S-A-L-Z-M-A-N. This book was printed in the, or actually available in the early 60s, but it was immediately buried. The elites purchased it off the shelves, attempted to bury it. You were not supposed to ever be able to get this book and read it. Now you can download it, or at least read it online, become familiar with the water facts, and it's probably the best news I'm going to have on the program today.
What is the name of that book again? Go ahead.
Yes, New Water for a Thirsty World. Primary water is called by three names: primary water, new water, or juvenile water. And what that means is it's just simply water that has never been exposed to the atmosphere. We have been taught in school, as many disinfo lessons we've learned, that water comes from rain and snowmelt. Yes, it does. But where does rain and snowmelt come from? It comes from primary water. Primary water is created deep within the earth from the synthesis of hydrogen and oxygen. And under tremendous pressure from the earth's internal heat, H2O in the form of vapor is forced upward through rock fissures, which are the weakest areas of the earth's crust. And it becomes liquid as it cools. Primary water is forced upward while atmospheric water is subject to the effects of gravity and flows downward. We have two water cycles. The primary cycle, again, that is a hydrologic cycle driven by the Earth's energy. In other words, it is a renewable. It is a renewable resource, and this is the most important aspect of the water facts that everyone needs to understand. Primary water is why we don't have a water shortage, and we can no longer allow the PSYOP and the PSYOPS media campaign to frighten us about scarcity of water and scarcity of everything else. The scarcity is only to drive massive corporate profits for the bankers, the controllers, and to reduce the population and raise prices on the cost of everything based on our ignorance about how water is really created. The Earth is the water planet, and it continuously produces water from within. In fact, as I said, it is a renewable. Water is a renewable. We have an abundance, just like with oil. We were deceived. In all the books that our children read, all the books that we read, everything says fossil fuels. Well, like water, oil does not come from fossil fuels. It is a renewable. Petroleum does not come from dead dinosaurs. The deception and the skewing and false science has no limits. We have been so deceived. A massive, massive fraud has been perpetrated on every single one of us. And certainly water and oil is only the beginning of this massive fraud, which we'll go into. But it's
what you're saying is they're using water now to manipulate us. They're using the hydrological cycles from the earth and from the sky, and they're manipulating the sky cycles by using the chemtrails and by using HARP and by creating high pressure zones to divert normal water flow in certain areas, like in California where you guys are now. Is that what you're kind of saying, that they're trying to basically manipulating us as far as the water, making us think there's a scarcity?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I have a YouTube I would recommend everyone watch. It's entitled Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Again, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. It's packed full of documents that everyone can take a look at. Probably
now,
one...
Let me ask another quick question, Deborah. Do you believe that the drought that's in California right now with the high pressure zone parked out in the Pacific is man-made?
Oh, it's absolutely engineered. It's manipulated. We know, and we've seen the evidence that weather modification, geoengineering, or weather wars is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. We know that. The documents tell us that, and people can go to toxicsky.org and take a look at some of these documents. Also, I would recommend everyone go to our YouTube channel on stopthecrime.net. On the homepage, scroll down a little bit, you'll see the YouTube insignia. Click on it. We have posted some unbelievable meetings that we've attended. One in particular, and not to get off the water topic, is just diabolical in and of itself. And it is talking about recreating the food delivery system in the United States. We attended a meeting on our YouTube channel. The YouTube is entitled Plan to Transform the Nation's Food System. Plan to Transform the Nation's Food System. Incubator Farms. We recorded that live at the scene of the crime, as I like to call it. And, of course, it's posted on stopthecrime.net. What they're telling us in this meeting is that because the illusion of the climate being as a result of our not lowering our CO2 emissions fast enough, they're now, of course, driving the food production of the country into these little small areas within the city defined boundaries, and or at least closer abutting the cities, where they're going to, with grants from the USDA and local universities here in Sonoma County, provide wannabe farmers the opportunity to have land that they could never purchase and also equipment that they could never purchase, and incubate. That's why they're called incubator farms. These farmers get to learn over a five-year term. They have to pay a fee. That was not defined. But then they're set out on their own after they presumably learn to become farmers while they create policies in the rural ranch and farm areas that literally eliminate the ability for our farmers and ranchers to produce the real food that the nations need. They're overregulating.
Okay, now, is this the really bad stuff that you wanted to talk about? Is this what it is?
No.
Okay.
No. So everyone needs to understand the intention of what incubator farms are about, because as our As the United States is being redefined and being reconfigured into these mega cities, and they're forcing us off rural country areas into these human settlement zones, we need to understand the illusion. They've built a system, a structure, so that they collapse this into something, so that it's not such a noticeable demise. And so incubator farms, again, go to our YouTube channel. What I want to say is that we caught the facilitators that manipulate the meetings. This was a Delphi meeting. You'll be able to see that in action. And they wrote a large note to themselves that they never intended anyone that was attending the meeting to see. And unless you understood the Delphi meetings, you wouldn't have even really paid attention to that large note. We caught it on an easel. They had written a large note saying, flesh out the participants. And they did not intend for anyone to see it, but I caught it and I asked them to read it. You're going to hear them. You're going to watch their reaction as they are caught. And again, the title of this YouTube is a plan to transform the nation's food system, incubator farms, and there's an attachment to the article under the YouTube that you can read exactly what incubator farms are. This is intended, as I said, to be a national redefinition of the food structure. But
Deborah, what do they mean by flesh out participants? I don't understand what they meant by that. Why was that a Delphi technique? Explain that to the audience, please.
Yes, I will, and you can watch it for yourselves on the YouTube. There were a majority of disinfo agents attending the meeting. It was packed with people that were participating in the sham. In other words, this was a fake meeting. Why do I say that? They're acting as though this incubator farm system is just now being considered, and it's going to become something that the community will decide upon. No, the decision's already made. And so they've got to create the illusion that all of us are participating in this decision, that we can move forward with this type of restructuring of our food supply. And so it was heavily stacked. The meeting was, I would say, probably 80% were not people that were part of the structured fake meeting. So they wanted their people to identify residents in the community that happened to hear about this meeting. There were very few. In fact, I asked them how many property owners were here as they're redefining the food system. How many ranchers that are going to be impacted by this new system that is being funded by the USDA? The Agriculture Department, by the way, the USDA, if you type in USDA, it's incorporated. We attended a meeting in San Jose in California a couple of weeks ago. It was the American Association for the Advancement of Science. The USDA was represented there. The USDA, if you type in USDA, plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the farmers and ranchers need to know that the USDA is behind the program to put them out of business and steal their lands and take them out of
production. Real quick, Deborah, the flesh out, in other words, they were trying to identify who in the room may disagree with them. And that's what they had written a note to themselves to try to determine that.
Basically, yes. And everybody needs to see this. Thank you, Ted, for, yes, absolutely. Watch this for yourselves. It'll make sense to you when you see this. And watch the intention of Incubator Farms. Again, I call these fake meetings. We're literally being besieged by fake meetings with the illusion that we have input.
Back in a moment.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Back with Deborah DeVere talking. talking about different things coming out of the Oval Office, the big land grab by the federal bureaucracy using a fake water shortage to try to do that, going into detail on how family farms are going to be shut down because of water shortages, and they're going to be using community farms next to large cities as we get pushed to, an Agenda 21 type of protocol in which everybody's moved off the rural properties and into the big mega cities so we can make the transition more smooth. Do they think, Deborah, that we're not going to notice all the dead people that are going to die? I mean, do they think it's just going to be okay with the rest of us?
Well, it's been such a subtle genocide program, and people can look again at water wars, stealing water for profits and power. And I talk about the Iron Mountain in there and how the Iron Mountain report was to kill off a substantial number of people on an annual basis so we don't notice it. And it's a silent weapons system. It's a biological warfare. And, of course, now we can add to that all the frequency assaults upon us, which is a psychotronic weapons being used now for mass mind control and death with frequencies, as it's just absolutely transforming us into something other than being human. But I want to wrap up a few comments about
real quick. You're on the Rents Radio Network every evening from 6 to 7?
I'm on the Rents Radio Network live, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, with reruns on Tuesday and Thursday. You can pick up my archives from the homepage of StopTheCrime.net right above the Rents Radio logo. And I just really am interviewing quite a few targeted individuals, people that have had their farms attacked with psychotronic weapons as well as directed energy weapons, been flown over by planes, literally watching their crops wither
die. Deborah, let me tell you about what psychotronic weapons are. These are weapons that are frequency generated to the brain, and they actually go in and they can induce fear, elation, nausea, suicidal thoughts. They're real. They've been around for many, many years. They know the frequency of the human brain. They know what thoughts are, what frequencies, and what problems they can create by frequency. So it's psychotronic weapons. It sounds like it's hocus pocus, but it is real. I know that it's real. I've read numerous articles and research projects.
Yeah, it creates emotions, redirects our physical actions, and people, many unsuspecting human beings are unaware that levels of that have now existing and are increasing. In fact, I would recommend everyone go watch the movie Kingsman.
Saw it last week.
Yeah, that will certainly give you a picture of what we all face. But very quickly on water, Muammar Gaddafi located primary water while digging for oil. Hence, the Great Man-Made River Project resulted one of the 8 wonders of the world, which is what NATO bombed when we went in and wiped and are wiping Libya off the map and so forth. But also, Israel was able to access primary water in the early 50s, hence the reason they were able to populate Israel. Primary water is all over the world. The land masses literally float on water. So go to primarywater.org. Our YouTube's, again, Primary Water Crisis Hoax, H-O-A-X, and Primary Water Explained, Primary Water Explained. Now I'm going to jump into the vaccines. Everyone needs to start looking for information in a new way. We're a corporation. The United States is a corporation. It's a de facto structure that we were not taught about in school. In fact, most of us, of course, realize that the government was dissolved literally March 9th of 1933 under the Emergency Banking Act and under President Roosevelt. And we know that the receivers of the United States bankruptcy were the international bankers, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. And since 1933, all United States offices, officials, departments have been operating within a de facto status in name only under the annually extended national state of emergency by every sitting president. I would recommend everyone read the report, Senate Report 93549. The authors explain, as long as we remain in an annually extended national state of emergency, the executive branch has been usurped, and so has Congress. So it's very important to understand the illusion. Again, we've been massively Delphied and tricked by meetings where agendas are being set. We look at a daily soap opera as we watch the dysfunction of a de facto government that is continuing to try to appear as though it's representing us. And I would assume by now that most of you recognize we do not have a representative government. We're being sprayed overhead daily with horrific death dumps and from the chemtrails and all the toxic mixtures that are there. The NASA war document certainly outlines the ways in which they're going to kill us, and as they do so, create massive profits. But I want to get into the vaccinations, because this is how we found the adult immunization plan. We went on the Federal Register a few weeks ago.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Deborah Tavares, next bottom of the hour.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Welcome back to another worldwide broadcast of the Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer, your host for March the 3rd, 2015. And wow, do I have a dynamic guest on for this third hour, Deborah Tavares. She's just nonstop giving you guys fresh information. Now she's going to talk to us about adult vaccines that she's discovered and what they're planning on doing as far as forced immunizations of adults. Everybody needs to call your friends up. We're going to open this thing up for phone calls in a few minutes. I'm going to let her get through her points real quick. 1-855-995-6923. 855-995-6923 to talk to Deborah Tavares. I know the phones are going to go into gridlock here momentarily. You heard her on the show many, many times. I know you want to ask her some questions. This is your opportunity. Deborah, go ahead. You want some quick announcements you want to make?
Yes, Ted, very important. I want to let everyone know how our research team found the National Adult Immunization Plan. We go on the Federal Register on a regular basis. This is sadly where you'll find different plans and assaults upon us listed because they're expecting that you're not going to look at things that are hiding in plain sight. And on the Federal Register, we saw that this plan was buried in a comment period for this plan to move forward. And within that comment period, we found the National Adult Immunization Plan and in the draft form. And interestingly enough, the link says final PDF. So again, these are fake illusions that this plan is going to change. It's not. It's going to roll over us. The plan, as you may know, is going to the de facto corporate government is moving towards a nationwide adult vaccination program as well as a children's program. And it's important to understand that all American citizens will be required to receive not only current vaccinations, but retroactive vaccination regimens that will amount to dozens and dozens of vaccinations with poisons for each individual. And there's also a catch-up phase. If you cannot show that you have had your childhood vaccinations, you're going to then have the opportunity to catch up on all of those. This is a genocide
now, wait,
program.
Hey, real quick, I got to ask you a real quick question because, I mean, this is startling to me as it is to everybody else. What if a person has latex or egg allergies and they simply can't do it? Or is this all part of Obamacare to force this on us? I mean, is this the plan the whole time? Is this to dumb us down with more and more immunizations that deliberately transform our DNA? Deborah Tavares.
Well, absolutely, Ted. When you look at the National Adult Immunization Plan, which everyone can find, all this information that I'm talking about right now, and you're going to want to, at the top of the homepage of StopTheCrime.net, you will see a scroll of pictures going by. Click on the left button at the bottom of those pictures, and that will bring up all the information that you're hearing me talk about right now. And I would recommend you download this plan, take a look at it, read it. But I'm going to be explaining some details. Yes, this is all behind the Affordable Health Care Act. In fact, in the Affordable Health Care Act, vaccinations are required. Now, I've got to explain something, and I'm going to be saying a word that most people have not heard before. This is absolutely critical because we've got to get past the gatekeepers, the limited hangout, the Delphi technique that's being used in this corporate reality that we are really in. Sadly, many of the anti-vaccine organizations are not understanding how government really works. And until they do, they're not going to be able to stop this. They're fighting for choice. Well, we found the same thing with the smart meters and GMO. They wanted labeling. With smart meters, we wanted an opt-out. All of this is an illusion. It's an appeasement plan. When we finally got a limited opt-out for smart meters, but they still rolled forward on everyone else, and they're deploying these meters, and that's the intention. But the vaccines are going to be the same playbook, where they're going to get as many people vaccinated who are uneducated and unaware that they must not be vaccinated because they're terminating their life and they're adding increased health problems as well. So, again, read the National Health Immunization Plan. It's quite startling. Understand what's really behind it.
Forgive me for interrupting you. I need to know, when are they planning on implementing this? Should we all move to New Zealand and get out of the United States? I mean, I've got multiple friends that have moved to New Zealand. What's going on? You tell me New Zealand is just as bad as they are here.
Well, let me jump into what's really happening, okay, because we have to understand a very important word. And I'm also going to tell everyone, again, we're USA Inc. Look at the USDA, FEMA, NEST, NASA, EPA, the DOD, DARPA, FCC, FDA, the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, the DOE. They're all incorporated. When you type in behind any of these plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which is based upon a platform of phony, falsified science, you realize how corrupt and how evil a system is that is creating entirely new global markets based on fraudulent science. So let's clear that up right now, Ted, because people need to understand how evil and how predatory this system has become. But But here's the big clincher, and everyone needs to listen very carefully, because we have a new word. It's called parens patriae. And the legal definition of parens patriae means the government or any authority regarded as the legal protector of citizens unable to protect themselves. The principle that political authority comes with it the responsibility to protect the citizens. The CDC has parens patriae buried in their book on public health, on individual rights and the vaccination mandates, written by Kevin Malone, M-A-L-O-N-E, and
okay,
Alan
Deborah,
Hyman.
Okay, Deborah, real quick, I've got to ask you this question. When is this, are they going to introduce this very slowly, like you said, first to the people who don't know any better? Is there a safe country to go to in the world? Are they going to do this in Russia also? I mean, what's going on? What does your research show as far as, is there a safe place to hide?
Ted, there is no place to hide in the sense that there are redundant systems on many levels. They're certainly going to utilize the weaponized weather systems and the reduction of water and food supplies anywhere in the world, particularly in third world countries, where they're going to be able to continue to say those poor people over there. Well, they're certainly carving us out, and we're being defined and will be defined as a third world country as well. But that's another conversation. I've got to cover parens patriae, because in the CDC website, this is in chapter 13, page 23, vaccine mandates, rights over the parents. This is again on stopthecrime.net. Download this. Parens patriae, further authority to compel vaccinations of children, comes under the doctrine of parens patriae, in which the state asserts authority over the child's welfare. In 1944, the case of Prince versus Massachusetts, which involved child labor under asserted rights of religion and freedom, the U.S. Supreme Court summarized the doctrine, noting that neither rights of religion nor rights of parenthood are beyond limitation. Acting to guard the general interest in youth's well-being, the state, as parens patriae, remember making the decisions for all of us, may restrict the parents' control by requiring school attendance, regulating or prohibiting child labor, and in many other ways. Its authority is not nullified merely because the parent grounds his claim to control the child's course of conduct on religion or conscience. Thus, he cannot claim freedom from compulsory vaccination for the child more than for himself on religious grounds. The right to practice religion freely does not include the liberty to expose the community or the child to communicable diseases, or the latter to ill health or death. Now, this is buried in the CDC. This is also in a very important download that I would recommend everyone look at, Who is Running America, in order to see the intro there. Again, a download from stopthecrime.net. Who is Running America, or type it in your search engine, The Bankruptcy of America, The Corporate United States, How the Uniform Commercial Code replaced the United States Constitution. The introduction, under the doctrine of parens patriae, the government is our parent, and as a result of the manipulated bankruptcy of the United States of America in 1933, all the assets of American people, their persons, and our country itself are held by the depository Trust Corporation at 55 Water Street, New York, New York. The name on the marquee and the entrance of 55 Water Street reads Tower of Power. Everything has been subverted. We're in an illusion of a government. Read Who is Running America, The Bankruptcy of America, The Corporate United States. Again, a download off of stopthecrime.net. Understand parens patriae. What is happening with parens patriae? Well, the judges know that they have this requirement in the CDC. The CDC is hanging their hat on the fact that people will not understand what happened in 1944 and what parens patriae means.
1933.
No, 1944 was the court decision for the Prinz Patrier. Again, go to stopthecrime.net and take a look at that.
Okay, Renee, I promise these folks we're going to go to phone calls. I mean, I got to have you on for the next time. I'll have you on for the full 2 hours. Let's go for a question. We've got Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're live. Your question for Deborah Tavares. Go ahead.
Yeah, the next time you have 2 hours. I've been forced. I'm going to have to purchase March 3rd, third hour of Power Hour because I can't take notes fast enough to get all this down, and I love it so much.
Deborah's incredible. Go ahead, Dave. Real quick, we got a bunch of phone calls for her.
Anyway, Debbie, you are the man. You're right at the top. Not vaccines, but on food. I'll make it quick. Bill Gates, the Gates of Hell Gates, is pushing Beyond Beef out in Missouri.
Dave, thank you so much for your call. Deborah, Bill Gates, what do you know about what he's doing Beyond Beef out in Missouri?
Well, yes, of course. I have a very important document that we found from the Ministry of Defense out of the UK. It's on the homepage of stopthecrime.net. I'll just explain what is happening in agriculture. Again, the USDA is incorporated. It's not working for the farmers and ranchers. It's actually redefining the food system without meat, because you'll understand what is not sustainable, they tell us. And it's important to understand. Beef, anything on a hoof, is not sustainable because it's impairing the environment, reducing the...
Deborah, let me ask you a question. Is that why they're driving beef prices so high?
Well, certainly, because number one, production for feed for beef and animal products are going up, certainly with the illusion of water scarcity. That's what we're finding here in Northern California.
Let's go ahead and go. Bob, Missouri, go ahead. I want Renee to have the final break all by herself. So, Bob, Missouri, go ahead. You got a question for Deborah Tavares.
Yeah, I was wondering, who's behind, we know a lot of vitamins come from communist China. I was wondering how many of these pharmaceutical companies are run by communist China. Just finding out who's behind this. And,
Rothschild.
The plans.
Rothschild.
Okay, hang on 1 second, Bob. Thanks, Bob, for your call. Go ahead, Deborah. Rothschild banking cartel, am I right?
Yes. In fact, what everyone should do is type in Center for Disease Control, followed by not only plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which they're firmly behind false science. And again, that's the Center for Disease Control. Type in Center for Disease Control and Protection, followed by Rothschild. Rothschild is involved with the Center of Disease Control. In fact, start typing in Rothschild just about after everything. We did that here in Northern California behind Pacific Gas and Electric. The acronym is PG&E, which we typed in Rothschild. Rothschild sits on the board of PG&E and is using PG&E as the template for the other utility companies across the nation for the smart grid. In fact, PG&E...
Let's go to New York. We got Maude in New York. Go ahead. Question for Deborah.
Yes, hi. Good morning to all. Great program. First, Deborah, tell us if Jeff has a phone number hookup to your and his other
program. Yes, I'll give that to you right now. This is how you can connect live to my programs. 6 p.m. Pacific time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm live. And Tuesday and Thursday, they do replays. You can dial area code 712-432-7855. Once again, area code 712-432-7855. We do have the archives, as I mentioned earlier, on the homepage of stopthecrime.net right above the Rinse Radio logo. You can listen to the archives of the programs. Last week, for example,
let's go ahead. We got a couple more phone calls. I'm going to give you the whole final break yourself. Hang on. Renee in North Carolina, go ahead.
Well, Deborah is the factual bomb. She doesn't waste time going down rabbit trails. She gets to the...
You're absolutely right. Thank you for the call, Renee. Mike in Virginia, go ahead.
Yeah.
What's your phone caller?
Yeah.
Question or comment for Deborah?
Have you ever
read
Silent Weapons with Quiet Wars?
Absolutely.
Yes, she talks about that in detail. Any more comments you want to make on Silent Weapons with Quiet Wars?
Absolutely. You can find basically Prinz Patrier in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, where it makes a notation that the silent majority, which is all of us, is leached upon by the parent until such time that the parent gains enough strength that he can literally digest the quiet majority. That's what Perrin's Patrie is doing to all of us. We need to understand.
Okay, real quick, Deborah, please stop. You guys, please, no more phone calls. I know you guys are all trying to call. We're done with calls for this hour. I'm going to let Deborah have the rest of the show herself. I want you to also support her on Rents at Night. We'll listen to the phone number she gave out and also all of her websites. Go ahead, take me to the break, Deborah.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, so again, as far as the CDC is concerned, you will find the Rothschild link. Become accustomed to checking the Federal Register on a regular basis. Do not make comments. We're not recommending that anybody fill out petitions, answer surveys, or polls. Do not turn in your data. This is a massive data collection on everyone. It has been for quite some time. When you read the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, there's a several pages devoted to the methods of data collection on all of us. Understand what is occurring and understand that each and every single one of you cannot consent to much of this. Can we stop everything? No. But can we not consent where possible? Yes, we need to, and we must. Everyone must step into this battlefield. It is a war. It is a war. There is nowhere to hide. You can't escape to New Zealand. You can't move anywhere. You can't even hide in caves or bunkers. When you look at the NASA war plan, read it carefully. You will be tracked and located everywhere. And this is where we are now with the levels of technology. But understand, we do have a solutions page on StopTheCrime.net for some of the frequency shielding ideas. It's also very important to understand the bioelectromagnetic radiation warfare that we
okay,
are
we're coming
in.
To a, coming to a break. We'll come right back with Deborah DeBerry's final break. No more phone calls, please. Final segment. We're giving it to her.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Now you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Okay, this is Ted Brewer back on the Power Hour. Deborah just said something to me that was so funny that I've got to share this with you. And it's not funny, okay? I have a kind of a weird sense of humor, okay? Because sometimes I laugh about stuff because there's nothing else you can do besides laugh about it. She said there's no place else to go on in the world that can get away from this mess, that she would rather stay in the illusion of a country that thinks they have an illusion of freedom than go somewhere else. Make sure to remember to visit the Power Hour Mall. It's very important you support this programming so we can continue to stay on the air, the Power Hour Mall. Also, my website is healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com, and we have newsletters we send out 3 times a week for free that you can get, teaching you how to eat healthy and be healthy. Rest of the show is yours, Deborah, so let's go ahead and jump back into our illusion of freedom again. Take me to the top of the hour, and let me thank you right now for being my guest today. I'll let you take it all the way to the break, and it's been great with you to be with you guys again. I'll be back on next Tuesday. Deborah, go ahead. The show's yours.
Thank you very much, Ted. Okay, I'm going to paint a local picture here in Sonoma County of how the vaccination plan is rolling out so that you'll understand this is how it's rolling out in your county, in your city as well. You can type in the name of your city, followed by Healthy People 2020. Again, the name of your city, followed by Healthy People 2020. Now, as I sit in these meetings, I was often wondering why Sonoma County was saying that Sonoma County wants to be the healthiest county in California. I thought, what are you talking about? We're being flown over with chemtrails and poisons every single day. Rothschild, who is the primary wine country owner and influence here in Sonoma County, also owns the upstream water for Sonoma County because we typed in PG&E. Rothschild, as I mentioned earlier, runs Pacific Gas and Electric, and that's why he was introduced at the annual shareholders meeting 2 years ago that I was able to smuggle myself into, and I heard him being introduced. They didn't point him out, so I didn't know which one it was, but I thought, oh my gosh. Anyway, I also discovered that PG&E purchased the water rights of the uphill water of the Russian River. The Russian River runs near Bohemian Grove, and so Rothschild owns the water rights of the water that flows here. Again, most important to understand, we do not have a water shortage. But here in Sonoma County, when I heard them talking about Healthy 2020, I thought, what on earth does that mean? This is the shoehorn of bringing in vaccinations. And here's what I also found out. The insurance companies are waging biological warfare through the vaccine grants. And here in Sonoma County, from Blue Shield of California Foundation, which they claim, quote, delivering care to the remaining uninsured. Let me tell you what happened. On the agenda of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, our research team found that Blue Shield of California gave a $120,000 grant to the Sonoma County Health Department to create a massive database to find all of the uninsured Sonoma County residents. Uninsured means that you're going to get insured. And when you get insurance, then you are required to get vaccinations. Now, I've got an extremely important list on stopthecrime.net. Download it from the homepage, again, from that toggle on that scroll under vaccines. It is very important to get this information out as far and wide as possible. It's the 10 things that you can do and 10 things you need to empower yourself with about vaccines. Also at the top of stopthecrime.net, download Lawfully Yours. Read it. Also, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America by retired federal judge Dale. Download that and read that as well. And I hear the music, so it looks like the show is over for today. Catch me on the Rinse Radio Network, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. The phone number for the call-in, again, 712-432-7855. This is Deborah with StopTheCrime.net. Be safe, everyone.